Views and opinion expressed on this show are those of the program host, guest, and participants, and not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. From KKRN Community Radio in Redding, California, this is Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg. Community Works Radio is a locally produced show that focuses on people who work for the common good in their communities, people who join in KKRN's mission of fostering positive social change and healthy communities. Today, my guest is David Robbins. David is the co-founder of the Shasta County chapter of the Socialist Party USA. They started organizing in 2017 and are focused on serving and politically empowering the people to work outside the two-party system. Welcome, David.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. So, to get started, I was thinking maybe we should just start with the basic definition and explain what socialism is.
Sure. Yeah, so socialism is essentially radical democracy. So in your workplace, in your schools, in your community at large, you would actually have a say in your life and in your destiny. It's about community and worker control over the means of production, and that sets it apart from capitalism.
Okay, well, what about the Shasta County Socialist Party? What are your programs and what do you do here in Redding and Shasta County?
Okay, so we do a couple things. We do an annual Adopt a Family program, and we just started last year. And it's getting to be about that time of the year again. We are searching for donors, and a little story about that. Because it was our first year last year, some of the donors we had dropped out, and you know, our word means everything. So we wanted to make sure that the people had something. And in return, someone gifted our family a Christmas tree and some presents for our kids because, you know, we covered it out of pocket because, you know, we don't want anybody to go without. So that's something we do annually. We also do food and clothing drives. Various homeless distributions, like with water or socks. We partnered with Planned Parenthood to distribute safe sex kits. And I don't know if you know, but when the city passed its anti-camping ordinance, which charges, it criminalizes homelessness and it wants to charge people with a misdemeanor, they did that in January. And so in response, we handed out legal aid flyers with numbers to NorCal Legal Services, the ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, etc. We partner with another local organization called Western Service Workers Association, WSWA. We've done solidarity actions with Extinction Rebellion regarding the climate crisis. We focus on a wide range of subjects. For example, we spoke in front of the city council to urge for police accountability because other small cities in the North State have police cameras. We don't have that. They voted unanimously against it. And on the homeless issue, they voted unanimously to pass the anti-camping ordinance.
Right. So yeah. Let me just intervene for a minute to ask you, how long have you existed? When did you start?
So, yeah, we started in 2017. And I personally became politically activated when I saw what was going on in Standing Rock and Ferguson. And then later in 2016, volunteering for the Bernie campaign. And then after seeing what the Democratic Party did to Bernie, you know, stole the nomination from him, canceling out delegates, you know, stripping them of their credentials. That's how they did it, which is dismissed by some. But this is really that really happened. You can look it up. It's easy to find out. And, seeing what they did radicalized me and pushed me further left. I did not lose my sense of outrage, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it seemed like in that whole move, the Democrat Party didn't really want to give the people a say in who would be the nomination.
Right.
Who would be the nominee, I mean, who would be the candidate. And mm-hmm. it was, you know, it was a telling thing. Okay, so anyway, you started in 2017 because of that. And another question I have is, are you part of a larger organization, a national organization?
Yeah, we are the local chapter for the Socialist Party USA, which has chapters in all sorts of cities and states. And we'll participate in local actions that are local specific, because the locals have autonomy, because, you know, we believe who better than the people actually living the life in their communities know how to run their communities. The local branches have a huge degree of autonomy. We can do whatever we want, pretty much. We also do solidarity demonstrations with the party at large.
Right. So you can choose which ones of those you do.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how do you run your local chapter or your local party? Is it called a chapter, a local chapter?
Yeah.
Okay. How does that run? Do you have meetings? How are all these decisions made?
Yeah, so we have meetings at the end of the last Monday of each month from 7 to 9 at the Bohemian Art Loft. We decide things democratically, you know, and we also don't require people to be members in order to participate. We mostly just care that people are out there in their communities participating, you know, because we can't just vote socialism in. It requires active participation from community members. Just fostering that sense of community. People feel so alienated nowadays.
Exactly. And in every sphere, it seems mm-hmm. like, you know. Okay. Another question I had is, what motivated you to form the group? Well, I guess you talked about that. Mm-hmm. It was the disappointment in Bernie. And how did that lead you to the Socialist Party?
So I started looking at different socialist organizations, of which there are many. And I decided on the Socialist Party because it is an actual political party that runs candidates independent of the two parties. It has a platform that's pretty thorough and comprehensive, which we can anyone could look up at www.socialistparty-usa.org. They're sort of decentralized so that each local has a degree of autonomy. And it's not just, you know, top down, we're getting orders from the central headquarters or whatever. So it doesn't work like that. So all of those appeal to me.
Yeah. And also I noticed in your bio, you mentioned that part of the purpose of your party is to question and challenge the two party system.
Yes.
And maybe you could outline what you see as the problems with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the two-party system, really, they're both capitalist parties. They might differ on social issues for sure, but economically, they're pretty much the same. There was a famous, do you remember who was like a Wall Street, was a famous Wall Street guy? He essentially said, it doesn't matter which party gets elected, I'm going to still be making money. I will still see an increase, and everybody else won't.
Yeah, and both of the parties have corporate mm-hmm. interests and
right.
corporate supporters. There's no doubt about that.
Well, yeah, and in California, even, you know, the Democrats have had power here, but yet universal health care has been on the state assembly or Senate floors, and it gets voted down by Democrats.
Right.
Every time it's popped up since 96, I believe, is when they first started trying to pass universal health care for California. You know, LA has 55,000 homeless people and growing. You know, and here in Redding, you can go to South City Park and see, you know, all of our people. And you could see that, you know, no matter which party's in power, working class people, marginalized people, they keep falling behind.
Right. The gap's yeah. growing.
Right.
The income gap is growing, and neither party seems to be addressing it mm-hmm. completely. I mean, the Democrats give it more time and talk. I mean, they talk about the income inequality and say they want to change it, but mm-hmm. it didn't change all that much for
right.
a long time. So you might say
absolutely
that
yeah.
they're practically the same. And one of the things, too, is with two parties, just having two choices, sometimes I think voters feel like neither choice is good.
Right, and then they won't participate.
So they stay out.
Yeah, I mean, and we feel, too, you know, there's a huge amount of people that are out there not voting. And, you know, I think they're not voting because no one's speaking to them directly. You know, they're not hearing how their lives are going to get better from the Democrats or the Republicans.
Right. And in the 2016 election, it seemed like the voters were looking for something really different, which is why mm-hmm. they clung to Trump and clung to Bernie, those that did.
Right.
You know, and so that is, you know, seems to be the reality that our parties are awfully similar, and it would be nice to have another choice, and it's keeping people from voting by not having another choice. And in other countries, they do have more than two parties. And
right.
Maybe we can get to that. But right now, I want to just remind people that you're tuned into KKRN Community Radio. The show is Community Works Radio, and I'm Ellen Sugg, the host. And today, we have in the Reading studio, David Robbins from the Shasta County Socialist Party. So we're talking about his work and the community and some politics today, too. And I also want to remind our good listeners out there that this week is KKRN's pledge drive, our fall pledge drive, where we always come to the air to remind you that we rely on you, our community, to stay on the air, because we do not have corporate sponsors. We are a local group, and we only survive by the donations we get from listeners, and then also from business underwriters, and finally from events that we hold. But more than half of the money that we have comes directly from people like you. That's why we want to remind you that this is a great time to give. You can call right now, actually, in the afternoon, we're not going to have people at the phone, but you can call 337-1101 and leave us a message, or you can go to KKRN.org and click on the donate button. So we really hope that you will be giving us a call or sending us a check or giving us a donation online, because it will be really helpful. And we'll talk more about that later. But now I am going to get back to my discussion with David. Do you think there are socialist countries that exist that give a good example of socialism?
Sure, you know, and that's a good question, because when we ask it, it's often really loaded. You know, you talk to people and they're like, socialism has never worked in anywhere that it's tried. Well, that's actually not true. The American empire, the Western capitalist empires, have not permitted socialism to exist peacefully. You know, Russia saw it was an agrarian country with no industries. It became an industrial superpower overnight. In China, they lifted millions of people out of poverty and increased life expectancies. And so while we can absolutely criticize them for where they went wrong or what we disagree with, we should also look at how they were successful. And in Russia's early society, under Lenin, things were very democratic. Even the military made decisions democratically. And then what happens is you have outside forces invading you, you know, trying to stop you. What do? You close ranks, right?
Right.
And while that's unfortunate, it's like it's an understandable response. And then moving on to modern times, Cuba is doing really well. They've developed a vaccine. Well, no, it's a cure, sorry, for lung cancer. Something which, you know, there's radio silence here in the U.S. about it. This is huge news.
Right.
You know?
I have been to Cuba, and
okay.
it is an amazing country to visit. And
mm-hmm.
There were a number of things that I noticed when I was there. They didn't have homeless people.
Right.
They didn't really have a drug problem.
Right.
And I honestly felt from the people, you know, I was there for 10 days and really got to meet a lot of Cuban people
mm-hmm.
and just feeling like in many ways their democracy was more alive.
Oh, yeah.
Because the people at every level, you know, have conversations, and their thoughts go into helping make decisions eventually. And they do have elections too.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, the UN voted. I think it was. What was it? It's an organization. It's like a world organization for children's advocacy. They declared Cuba like the safest place in the Western Hemisphere for children.
Yeah, and we went to schools. I mean, we visited a lot of schools, and the schools were amazing. I was there with a chorus, and so we got to do a lot of music and see a lot of music all over Cuba, which is another thing. The arts are fantastic
mm-hmm.
in Cuba.
That's so,
so
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, I thought, you know, and of course, one of their biggest problems is that the U.S. has a... what is it called? A blockade?
Yeah, the embargo.
The embargo. They won't do it. They won't give anything to from the U.S. to Cuba.
Right.
So that has really caused them to have a lot of hard times. Although, you know, when we were there, they weren't still in those extremely hard times.
Mm-hmm.
People were doing pretty well. But, you know, they still have a poorer country than we
right.
do.
And those countries, they learn how to do more with less. I mean, imagine what they'd be like if there were no blockades, if we didn't impose sanctions. Venezuela was working very well until we started meddling, imposing sanctions, trying to start coups. You know, so yeah, the whole, you know, oh, well, it doesn't work. Well, no, it's because we don't let it. You know, the American empire doesn't let it exist. You know, short story too, my mom is from Czechoslovakia, when it was Czechoslovakia, and she's seen it both under, socialist and capitalist economic systems. And under socialism, yeah, there were no homeless people. People had education and healthcare for free. Nowadays you see homeless youth and elderly people. You see, hate crimes are a thing now. Under socialism, the government protected minorities. And nowadays, you know, people are beaten in the streets and there's no recourse.
Yeah.
Well, the capitalist system has made, you know, has brought poverty to the country. You know, now people don't mm-hmm. have, you know, health care and education and all that stuff. So just to see the differences, you know, before and after. That really capitalism really hasn't elevated anybody, you know, except the ruling class, the rich
right.
of the country.
Okay, and then
yeah.
what about the European social democracies or
mm-hmm.
democratic socialism?
It's an interesting topic too, because we look to places like Denmark as good examples, and you look at Venezuela and Denmark have the same percentages of private and public ownership. So why is Denmark okay and Venezuela isn't? I mean, you have to think that racism probably plays a part there. Imperialism probably plays a part there. Right. And so the social democracies there, they do give good examples about what we could do, what we could give to our people. But then again, you know, the downside of capitalism, you know, in these mixed systems is the Norwegian cruise ship economy, a tremendous polluter on the planet. Sweden sells arms and bullets to, I think to us, but to, you know, our allies, you know, Saudi Arabia and whatnot. You have to look at everything that they do. You know, there are examples that are good that we can take, but there are other examples that prove that they're also Western, you know,
influence.
Western countries with that want to exert their will on the world too.
Right. Well, I think it's hard. Humans, you know, as humans, we are not fault free, and we make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
I would say.
Yeah.
And any system of government or any system, even getting along in the family, sometimes, you know, is
mm-hmm.
difficult. And it's, you know, so every system has some downfalls, I would say, and
mm-hmm.
struggles that they have to get it right. And so it's just interesting to see what other countries are doing.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I think they seem to have it better
than we do
here in Europe. And
yeah, they'll pay people. While American students are drowning in debt, they'll pay people to go to school in those European countries. Also the Latin American countries, too. Bolivia is a really good example of an up-and-comer under President Evo Morales. You know, while Jair Bolsonaro is burning down the Amazon in Brazil, Evo Morales sent the Boeing 737s to extinguish the fires. So, you know, they're on the front lines trying to do good in the world. And you contrast that with, you know, Bolsonaro, a.k.a. Tropical Trump.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Trying to save the, you know, well, improve the status of the ruling class, the corporate class.
Right.
That's their goal.
Yes.
And that's who supports them. Okay. So I think maybe we'll take a musical break here. You're listening to Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg, the host, and today I'm talking with David Robbins, who's the co-founder of the Shasta County Socialist Party. And so we're going to listen to some music, and then we'll be back. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN Community Radio, and enjoy the music, and we'll be back for more talk after that.
And the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. It's gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays, hip-hoppers and bebopers and women for equal pay. Farm workers out in the sun, homeless out in the rain, seniors and soccer moms for a world that is humane. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. Gonna take us all. Socialists and the anarchists, the pacifists and the humanists, every culture and community takes black and white and brown. Times we won't see eye to eye, but we stand on common ground. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all to make a change, all to win the peace, all in the streets, all. Gonna take us all.
You and me. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN Community Radio. That was a song called Gonna Take Us All, written and produced by John Fromer. Now my guest today is David Robbins of the Shasta County Socialist Party, and we've been having a little discussion about socialism and the work of the Socialist Party right here in Reading. But we thought that maybe the next place to go with this would be to look at the key ideas that guide Socialist Party members.
Sure, absolutely. Right. So the Socialist Party is a democratic socialist organization. We do see socialism as a new social and economic order in which workers and consumers control production and community residents control their neighborhoods, homes, and schools. And the production of society is used for the benefit of all humanity, not the private profit of a few. We also see that the working class is in a key and central position to fight back against the ruling class and its power. The working class is a major force worldwide that can lead the way to a socialist future, to a real radical democracy from below. We stand in opposition to all forms of oppression, including but not limited to racism, sexism, ableism, homophobia, etc. We are a multi-tendency organization. That's something I really like. We orient ourselves around our principles and develop a common program, but our members have various underlying philosophies and views of the world. So like everybody from anarchists to communists to socialists, everything in between. And we advocate for independent political action outside the Democratic and Republican parties.
Right, and then there's also the features of a socialist society that you strive, that would be the vision, the socialist vision for, I don't know that we have to go into all the details, but it includes freedom and equality, production for use, not for profit. You might want to go on with some of them.
Sure. Yeah. In a socialist system, the people own and control the means of production and distribution through democratically controlled public agencies, cooperatives, or other collective groups. The primary goal of economic activity is to provide the necessities of life, including food, clothes, shelter, health care, education, from daycare through college, child care, cultural opportunities, and social services.
Right, and you would strive for full employment.
Right. Under welfare capitalism, a reserve pool is kept undereducated, underskilled, and unemployed, largely along racial and gender lines, to exert pressure on those who are employed and on organized labor. The employed pay for this knife that capitalism holds to their throats by being taxed to fund welfare programs to maintain the unemployed and their children. In this way, the working class is divided against itself. Those with jobs and those without are separated by resentment and fear. In socialism, full employment is realized for everyone who wants to work.
Right, and then another aspect of it is worker control, worker and community control. And there, we do have a show on KKRN that talks a lot about that, economic update. But can you explain a little bit about worker and community control?
Sure. Democracy in daily life is the core of our socialism. Public ownership becomes a fraud if decisions are made by distant bureaucrats and authoritarian managers. In socialist society, power resides in worker-managed and cooperative enterprises. Community-based cooperatives help provide the flexibility and innovation required in a dynamic socialist economy. Workers have the right to form unions freely and to strike and engage in other forms of job actions. You know, that's something we don't see today with the 1099 economy, with Walmart, with McDonald's. You know, you can't form a union in these specific places. So we kind of support the idea of, you know, one big union that covers everybody, and the kind of borrowing from the Wobblies, the IWW, historically has been about one big union, you know.
Right.
You should have a union following you no matter where you're working because you're still working.
Right.
Yeah.
And there has definitely been an attack on unions in this country going on for for about 30 years, and it has really undermined the right of workers and, you know, working people to have a say in what their working conditions are, what their salaries are.
Absolutely.
And so that is a big one. And I'd also add that I know some worker collectives, and they exist. There are definitely quite a few of them in this country. And one of the things about it is they strive to have it be have to have democracy in the workplace.
Right.
You know, so that people that are doing the work get to help make the decisions about how the work is done, what the profit goes to if there is profit, and sharing the profit with everybody equally.
Yeah,
or in some fair way.
Yeah, and you know, we call this society a democracy, but the only way, the only time that your voice is wanted is, you know, November 2nd or whenever the elections are. But you know, in the meanwhile, you know, from 8 to 5, you go to work, and you're under the thumb of a tiny dictator, for lack of a better word.
Right. And sometimes you're lucky and have a good boss.
Sure.
But, but the boss does get to control and decide a lot of things.
Right. And so we wonder why people don't take democracy seriously. I think it's because they don't encounter democracy in their day to day lives. I think socialism is just like, imagine if you had. If your input was valued, like if you could vote on how your workplace was run or what you learned in school, you know, how many kids tell me that they don't learn anything that's applicable to the real world? They feel, you know, no one teaches them how to, you know, apply for loans or houses or jobs or any of that, like how to literally survive in our society.
Right.
I feel like people would be, you know, they would bring their 100% into their daily situation if their voice was listened to.
That's true. And it would be more well, we have good production, but it could be better and be more morale could be better.
Right.
For sure. And income inequality could be fixed.
Oh, yeah.
If we had a situation like that. So also ecological harmony is one of the features.
That's right. Yeah, and we've partnered with Extinction Rebellion. Are you familiar with their efforts?
Yes, yes.
And so we voted.
That's a worldwide organization for our listeners to know that that have taken some pretty strong actions for climate justice and to stop climate change and global warming. Right.
Right. Exactly. You know, our socialist society carefully plans its way of life and technology to be a harmonious part of our natural environment. This planning takes place on the regional, national, international levels, and we're covering production of energy, the use of scarce resources, land use planning, the prevention of pollution and preservation of wildlife. On a local scale, you know, we have all these unemployed people here in Reading. The brush that's, you know, the debris in the brush from the old fires this last year, 2018, hasn't been cleared up. If we maintained the land, we could create a bunch of green jobs. Another myth that our society pushes, it's like a binary thinking. So either you have jobs or you have a green economy, a clean earth. Those aren't mutually exclusive at all. In fact, we could create thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs just maintaining and stewarding the planet and trying to reverse some of the damage that we've done, etc.
Right. So another thought that I had when we were talking about these features and is the question of elections. And so right now the Socialist Party and in the country and in Shasta County, do they have candidates? Are they involved in the electoral politic?
Yeah, we are. That's one of the things I like about our party. Nationwide, we have people running. Like right now we have Joshua Bradley, who's running for city council in North Carolina. And we have a bunch of city council campaigns. Elliot Pritt, who ran for West Virginia House of Representatives, something like 16%, I want to say, which is really good for a third party. And then locally, yeah, we are endorsing Robert Brown for County Board of Supervisors for District 2. So that's South Reading. And so, you know, he supports the tribe. He supports, he comes to all of our meetings. So, you know, he's on board with our vision. And we'll fight for the poor and the working class here. We also have a couple candidates who are in their exploratory phases. So I don't want to name drop them right now, but we got someone who's interested for Board of Supervisors position number 5, which is the South County. We have a couple people strongly exploring and considering city council for Reading City Council. We're active on that front as well.
Okay. And so you're registered with the departments of election or whatever, I mean, to be on the ballots and things? Does that?
Yeah. You know, so when you work outside the two parties or in local politics too, you know, it favors the wealthy. So you can, to appear on the ballot, you can drop, I don't know, $3,000, let's say, if you're running for assembly. You can drop $3,000 on them, or you can gather signatures. You know, so obviously we have to gather signatures.
Right. And so with just signatures, you can get names on the ballot.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. If you're just tuning in, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to KKRN Community Radio. This is Community Works Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg, the host, and my guest today is David Robbins, and we're talking about the Shasta County Socialist Party and the Socialist Party USA and quite a number of other sort of related topics. So, just wanted to let you know that. And also, I want to do another little bit of information about what's going on with KKRN. It is our pledge drive week, and we are asking our supporters to and listeners to support us. And the amount of money doesn't matter. Every little bit helps to keep us going, because we really do rely on our community to provide us with our income. We're all volunteers, and you know, and we love what we do, bringing community radio to Shasta County, locally owned, locally operated, locally focused radio. And we want your input. We want your feedback, because we will listen to your voices, too. We're a place where we try to be democratic. And anyway, a lot of good reasons that it's great for a community to have local community radio. And just want to remind you that without your participation as a donor, we can't be here. We also are always looking for volunteers. If you would be interested in learning how radio works and want to help us do it, we're also in need of new volunteers and more volunteers. So you can call 337-1101 to leave a message or talk to somebody about KKRN, about how to donate. You can go online, kkrn.org, and click on the donate button. And that is what we're asking you to do. So thank you for listening. And now we'll get back to talking with David. So one of the other things I want to know from you, David, is let's let our listeners know what they can do if they're interested in participating with the Shasta County Socialist Party. How do they get in touch? And
sure, absolutely. We have our local page, which is on Facebook at facebook.com/ Shasta County Socialists.
Why don't you repeat that again?
Sure,
sir?
Yes.
Slowly.
Sure. It's facebook.com/ Shasta County Socialists, all one word. And we hold our meetings at the last Monday of each month from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Bohemian Art Loft, which is located at 3304 B. Bocelli Lane in Reading.
Okay, very good. And just in case you didn't get that down, I will be archiving this show, and it'll be on our kkrn.org website, and you go to shows, and then Tuesday, and then Community Works Radio, and the archive of this program will show up, and there'll also be information written out with this information of how to contact the Shasta County Socialist Party.
Okay.
So, and you can also just call 337-1101 to get information too. Okay, let's see, David, do we have other things that we would like to tell people about your group?
I had seen that that you wanted to ask about a little bit about the history of U.S. socialism.
Right, okay, that's a good idea.
One of our most prominent historical members was Eugene Debs, who ran under Socialist Party ticket from prison in the World War I era and received millions of votes. Another huge inspiration we look up to is Fred Hampton, the chairman of the Black Panther Party, who's responsible for our WIC programs, our the free meals in schools. And so we like to take a page from those two for sure. So, you know, just to go over it, you know, socialism does have a rich U.S. history, you know, dating back, you know, Haymarket riots, you know, everything good that we have in the U.S. is because of the hard work of socialists before us. You know, the 5-day work week, the 8-hour work day,
the labor union movement.
Yeah. Right. No children working in factories and stuff. You know, all of that.
Right. And this party, that the iteration that you're in actually started in the 1970s. Is that correct? Or is it the 1990s?
Yeah, so the Socialist, it used to be SPA, Socialist Party of America. That's when Eugene Debs was running, and that was the turn of the 1900s. In the 70s, it split off between more social Democrat-oriented policies and then more, you know,
radical, more left.
Yeah, sure. More radical, more at the root socialism. Yeah, I like that word, radical. Yeah. So they kind of split off in the 70s. Believe the Social Democrats had split off later, formed another famous socialist organization, a DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. That's a brief history on that.
Right. Okay. I want to remind you, KKRN also has its pancake breakfast coming up. We do this twice a year at the end of each of our pledge drives. It's a great event at the Mountain Community Center in Round Mountain, and it's going to be taking place this time on October 13th, Sunday, from 8 a.m. until noon. It's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, homemade pancakes, sausage, eggs, fruit salad, fruit juice, and coffee, and we have a lot of fun at this event. There's going to be music from Heaven's Radio and Cover Girl, and we have raffles and door prizes, and it's a great community event, and we would love to have you join us if you're so inclined. It's a beautiful ride up from Reading to get to Round Mountain, and it's a great event. And that, again, is going to be on October 13th, Sunday, 8 o'clock in the morning. The cost is $12 each, but we do give generous family discounts. And remember, that includes everything. No taxes, no tip, and all the food you can eat. So we would love to have you come up. It's a lot of fun. The KKRN Pancake Breakfast. Another thing I want to tell you about is that KKRN has a opportunity for people to donate by donating an old car, boat, or RV. And so I know that the website is called careasy.org, careasy.org, and you can go there and find out everything you need to know about donating your old car. It ends up being a tax deduction for you and a donation for us, and it's very simple. So that's another way you can support KKRN. So I just want to go back to saying thank you, David, for coming in today and for being here and telling us about your organization. And if you'd like to say any last thing.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I would definitely appreciate it. And like I said, I just want to remind people, you don't have to be a member to participate. We're mostly just interested in, you know, people coming together to build up their community and build up each other. You know, everybody feels lonely and alienated in the capitalist society. And so if you want to, you know, if you want to work towards fixing that, we'd love to have you.
Or if you just want to learn more.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Come on down.
Thanks a lot, David, for being here. Now,
thank you for having me.
We'll go along and end the show. Okay, you have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by volunteers and listeners like you. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Community Works Radio on KKRN. If you would like to talk about your community organization and work, please call me at our business line, 337-1101. Coming up next on KKRN is the Tom Hartman program until 6, and then the broadcast from 6 to 7. In the meantime, remember, it's going to take us all.
And the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. It's gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays.